And now, the Goldbergs. Every work of sympathy that Molly Goldberg begins is carried on like a political campaign. And this time, she seems to have built better than she thought. Molly's been trying to help Mr. Edward Way, who was recently released from prison. Her help has taken the form of giving him lovely Oriane as a partner in business and holding a meeting to win the townspeople over to his side. Well, at the meeting, Oriane championed Way vigorously. And on the way home, Dr. Cater Jr., who'd been rebuffed by Oriane over minor matters before, found himself broaching a major matter. He proposed. But in the meantime, Sammy, Rosie, and Seymour, who didn't attend the town meeting, are waiting for the others to return.
They certainly should be back from the meeting by now.
Well, meetings sometimes take longer, especially when they're controversial.
What's controversial about the meeting, Seymour?
Well, it's a moral question, isn't it? Whether to accept Mr. Way as part of the community or not. To accept or exclude. That's my understanding.
But what do you think will happen, Sammy?
I don't know. Did you see my book, Rosie?
No, I didn't.
Excuse me.
I don't think your book is inside, Sammy.
Yeah, I see.
Well, you're not going to read it now.
Why not? Do you want to read, Miss Gove? I got it, Lauren.
Oh, I don't want to read, but just excuse me, please, Seymour.
Sure.
Sammy.
Yeah.
Why did you walk out?
Oh, but perhaps you wanted to be alone with Seymour.
Will you please come inside, please?
I'll be in.
Sammy, I don't know what to talk about, and I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Well, don't. Be sweet to him.
I'm not going in.
Oh, that's very nice.
Please, Sammy, will you please? I'm coming right in, Seymour. Your book is inside, Sammy.
I'll be right in.
But your book is inside.
I'll be right in.
Sammy, please. All right, Seymour.
Please company and see the crowd.
Oh. Isn't it, Miss Gover?
Yes.
Wish I had more time for a little bit, too. You're getting interesting titles. My one greatest thought is to improve my mind, and yet I find it very difficult to find time to do so. But a man must often choose between culture and business. Quite a problem. I help myself to an orange. Would you permit me to peel one for you, Rosie?
No, thank you.
Oh.
I'll get you now.
Oh, don't bother.
No trouble.
Oh, thank you. Did you read this book?
No, I don't think so.
I always make a note of things I want to do in the books I want to read. Do you do that, Miss Goldberg?
No, I don't.
I do. I'm not contented with myself. I want to improve. I want to be well-rounded. I want to be worthy of my desires. Maybe I haven't the right to, but I am hard. Once I get an idea into my head, I'm like a snail. I'm slow, but I get there, Miss Goldberg. I think I can want to leave now. I'm going to save them. Now, Miss Gilbert.
Oh, your arms, Seymour.
Oh, thank you. Miss Gilbert, can we go bowling tonight?
I don't like bowling.
The movies, Rosie? I never can know them myself to call you Rosie before,
Seymour, if you're looking for your book, it's in here.
Rosie, it's only...
Seymour, if you
want
your book, Lay down. Ma, Rosie? How did you
get
up to the day? How did you get up to the day?
Hello, Peter.
How did it go, Mom?
My question.
Wonderful. Their family? Sammy!
What kind of a family is that?
How did it go, Mom?
Wonderful, dear. Wonderful.
When your mother puts her shoulder to the wheel.
Well, Mr. Ray, I'm upstairs, I think. Here's Orion. She's walking home with Dr. Cater.
Do you mind if I expire, Molly? I'm tired.
Why should I mind? I'm going to do like myself. But, Rosalie, Sammy, Tina, dear darling, please, not one word to Mr. Ray. I mean, about what was tonight that we had a meeting, you hear?
Please, Molly, please. Tell that to your daughter. I'm over 16. Good night.
Good night, dear. Good night. Rosalie, you heard me? Rosalie, you hear, dear?
Yeah,
not one word. I don't want Mr. Ray to know that we had the meeting. Please. Did you look to see how David is? Was he covered? Was the child covered?
I will, ma'am.
will take my hat and coat. Lord, you're beautiful. If I fix a little tea, will you swallow the cup?
Ma, do you think you convinced everybody that Mr. Wade...
Not me, darling. Not me. I didn't do the convincing this time. Not me, darling. Oh, yeah. Oh, family, Rosie Simmer, you should hear her speak. Only a mother could speak for his child with all your spokenness today.
For Romeo, for Julia.
Don't you want me to fix the tea, Ma?
Please, Rosie, darling. Please, please.
Oh, don't buy chickens ready for Mr. Wade. That comes here. I will. Nevertheless, it was a wonderful meeting for all and time. That's all I'm saying.
Bobby, yes.
Bobby, you have to come down for the tea, darling dear. I'll boil you and I'll see you and I'll bring you up, darling.
Do you mind if I stay for tea?
Well, why should I mind, Tim?
Oh, thank you.
I'll take my books in there.
Jenny, would you give me a list of books I could read?
No, Ma.
It's Mr. Wade.
Thank you. Is Orion...
Yeah, she'll be in soon.
Yeah, Ma, let me help you.
Did you say Dr. Cater and...
Orion and Dr. Cater are being very soon. If only I just want you to take something off the top of the
committee. Excuse me,
Well, Mr. Wade, how's your chicken business progressing?
Slowly.
You've got many customers lined up?
Not yet.
I have the greatest faith in the future of your business.
Thank you.
I'm an ambitious individual myself, you know. I have great hope and a strong determination to bring them to fruit.
Have you?
Oh, indeed. For instance, Mr. Wade, you needed a salesman. A patient with drive and enthusiasm. A man with a fluent tongue. A man who would refuse to accept no for an answer. Why, this man could help you and help himself at the same time.
That's true.
I know, Mr. Wade, that at the present I'm employed in a menial capacity at the mill. But my mind is continually on the outlook for opportunities, Mr. Wade. I'm willing to work on a strictly percentage basis because I have the greatest confidence in my success. A man with my kind of ambition can't be set down.
What kind of ambition is your kind, Seymour?
The do or die type, Mr. Wade. There's a certain young lady for whom I have the strongest and the noblest emotions. I intend someday to have the honor of having her for my wife, if she'll have me. Do you think I ever want her to be in want, to have to do her own housework? Not me. Mr. Wade, when I marry, I'm going to offer the woman of my heart a lap of luxury to recline in. And for that, you need money. That's why I have ambition.
You're bound to fail if your ambition is to have money.
Go,
Is
Mrs.
Leland
walking back to Dr.
Taylor
from his house?
No,
Mr. Wade, what's wrong with the ambition to get money? I don't want it for myself. I want it for my future partner in life. For myself, all I desire is to better myself culturally, to be familiar with the art and literature of the wide world. I realize, Mr. Wade, that an uncultivated man is worse than nothing. I'm no fool. But on the other hand, I must make myself into a financial success.
Mrs. Goldberg, it's rather late for
Oriana. Don't worry about Dr. Cater and Mrs. Leland. She defended you the way your mother defends a child.
Defended me?
I can't tell you anymore. Suffice it to say, she defended you as a woman defends the man she loves.
Of course, Seymour is a little romantic because of his condition, but there may be more truth than poetry in his words. And Mr. Wade looked startled, as if the words struck a sympathetic chord in his own heart and mind.